Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I will be here for the next 2 hours doing nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. We have toll-free numbers. There is a problem with the Canadian toll-free numbers, so Canadians use a direct number, or if you have a call plan, go for it. But for today's show, Canada can't get toll-free, I'm sorry. Next week, hopefully. Okay, toll-free in the USA is 1-877-876-5227. And the direct line is 1-530-876-3222. Okay, the USA is toll-free, and the other one is direct, and feel free to use them, and call, and don't stop calling. I will be trying something new today. It's going to be my debut as a talk show host with guest interviews, and today I'm having a wonderful lady, popular psychic, Belinda Bentley. She'll be coming on at 2 o'clock, and I believe she's going to do a reading for me, and then I'm going to interview her a little, and then she'll be doing readings for the listening audience. So we got a little something different, a little something exciting, and I'm hoping it goes well and the audience likes it. We worried about losing the amount of readings I was putting out there, but it looks like 80% of my guests are going to be readers anyway, so you're really not going to lose, and you're only going to be entertained and gain from this. So I hope it has a good reception, and I do well with it because I really want to do this, and I'm going to enjoy it. Looks like we got a caller. Caller, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
My name is Joanne.
Karen?
Joanne.
Sharon.
Joanne.
Oh, Joanne. I'm sorry. I'm losing my hearing.
I have a friend there that may be visiting you, but Belinda.
Belinda? Belinda is your friend?
Yes.
Good. I can't wait. 2 o'clock she'll be on.
Oh, okay.
And,
She sent me some information about your site and that you're on the radio on Sundays 10 to 12, and I thought I would get a chance to talk to you.
Good. I'm glad you did. You're my first reading for today.
Great.
Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Grass Valley. Grass Valley, California.
Oh, Death Valley?
Grass Valley.
Grass Valley. Okay, I'm sorry. Joanne, welcome, and let's just jump into your reading.
Okay, what I wanted to ask is, put an offer on a house.
You know what? Let me just connect to you.
Okay.
Let me just connect to you and see what comes through. It might even, I get an extra thrill out of it when I answer your question without you even asking me what it is.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like an added treat. And right off the bat, I'm getting, they're throwing a rainbow at me. And that's my signal for, and seeing that you already got the question out, I believe this was your answer. I feel like it's going to be blessed and successful and touched by spirit, and they're letting me know that there's a thumbs up on it. And I don't even remember what the question was, but they're giving me the answer to it. And I believe you said it was financial or something with real estate? Or?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm getting a thumbs up. Everything is there, they're saying. It's what you expect.
Oh, thank you.
These are just things that you need to hear, I guess, and it's going to answer a question. So they're saying thumbs up, go for it. And there's something about some kind of expecting something, and it does deliver or come through, whatever you expect this to do. So they're saying it's what you're expecting does come through.
Oh, wow, because right now both realtors are keeping me in the dark.
Oh, okay. That was going to be my next thing. I was going right to a male energy that was connected to this. I feel like there was, is one of them more on a friend or social status?
Yes.
That's connected to this?
Yes.
Okay, I feel like he's going to be the one that might come through.
It's a she?
I'm feeling male.
Hmm.
Is it, who's handling it, male and female?
No, two females.
Oh, two females. Interesting. I'm getting a male energy connected to this. Is this your better half or the person you're getting off of? Or
is there
some type of, is it the banking or the support of it? Or?
It's a support of it.
Okay, because I'm getting a male supporting this type.
Yes.
And connected to it. He's wanted to go your way, and he's playing a role. He's playing a part of it.
Yes.
Okay. And for his energy, it makes a difference. It helps turn the tide, or he has connections, or he knows people, or a group, or an organization that he can go to or connect with. There's some networking here going on behind the scenes too, and it may.
Well, the two female real estate agents are, one is for the one that owns, or is the landowner, or the property owner, and the other one, the realtor, is a friend of mine, and they're both female, and I haven't heard from them since last Thursday.
Interesting. What I'm feeling is I think they're working on it. Are you expecting them to work on this, or I mean?
Yes. Yes.
I feel like they're doing what they're supposed to do, and you're going to be hearing from them. And I feel like it's going to be in your favor. It may be that they ran into approval stages where they had to go through somebody else. And
yes.
They're waiting for that person to come through.
Okay.
And that I feel like that's why you didn't hear from them.
Okay.
So that may be the only thing that's in the way, but I feel like it goes forward. I feel like by the end of May, things are pretty much going your way. You're basically, I'm feeling, getting everything that you need to get or want to get out of this. When was your time span and schedule? Right away, or the wheels are moving, right?
Right. They give me a 20-day escrow once they accept the offer.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'm feeling, like I said, it's, what, 2 weeks? 2 weeks to the end of May here? Things moving. I'm thinking by 2 weeks you should be hearing something.
Wow, that's a long time to wait.
Yeah. Well, I want to say at the end of 1 week, but then I'm going over into, I mean, it may be.
Are you talking about the end of April? Because we're still in April.
No, I'm leaning towards, actually it's right away, but that part you're not hearing about.
Okay.
I get this feeling like there's things going on that you're not even aware of yet, and then you're going to get like a call or a letter or something saying, hey, this is what was done, this is where we are, and we're moving forward. And it kind of like playing out between now and then you're going into May. And then at the end of May, it just seems like everything is going the way you wanted it to and the way you were expecting it to go.
Okay.
And there's a financial benefit to it. I feel lucky and blessed financially with this. And if it's not connected to this, it's on the side. But financially with you, I feel like there's a lot of blessings and a lot of increases by the end of May.
Wow.
I try to keep my readings like between a reading and 30 days down the road.
Uh-huh.
Some things that might be coming up or developing that you want to keep an eye on or encourage or not encourage or stay away from or get involved in. And this is what I hope I bring out in my reading.
Okay.
And I hope I touch on something that maybe you're dealing with or an answer you need or a direction that you need within the next 30 days.
Okay.
So as soon as I connected to you without saying anything, I knew there was a business deal going on, and it was financially rooted, and that there was other people involved, and there was somewhat of a glitch or a delay, and it's going to be done away with and go the way you want it to go, and it's going to pay off for you.
That's great to hear.
Yeah. Now, is there a financial thing? Is this going to help you financially, something? Or
yes.
Is it going to make money off of it? I mean, because there's an increase in financial and a benefit with this.
Yes.
Okay, so that's going to be in your favor. And it's going to really be, I feel like I'm honored or blessed or lucky or thrilled that this happened. It did what it was supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing to say.
Okay,
and,
yes.
Okay, and you have a very strong spiritual, religious, church-type thing going on around you. Are you involved in the church or heavily rooted in spirituality and metaphysics? Or?
The latter.
Okay, in the church then?
No.
Oh, okay, spiritually?
Yes.
Okay, involved and active and...
Yes.
But I'm feeling a group or an organization. Are you involved in something like that?
I have very close friends that, like Belinda and similar people like her.
Okay. So you just like networking and nothing really organized or...
It's a similarity between all of us,
right.
Including you.
Right. Sure. It's a universal... And I'm getting that, but I'm getting more also, there may be something coming up where I get a chance to, almost like a group or a club or something that I go into. So kind of keep that in mind, too.
Okay.
And I think it's spiritually based. There's status to it and sections and rank and position. You know what I mean? It's like organized, structured.
Hmm.
So it could be even a social group that has an interest based in spiritual matters, metaphysical matters.
Hmm.
So I'm also hearing to tell you there's some delay. I'm hearing a delay. Tell her the delay is being done away with and things will be moving forward. I feel like I'm being made to feel like there was a difference of opinion, too, a lifestyle or... Me and another person that's close are kind of get some friction between us because one wants one way and one wants another way, and I'm going to have to deal with this, and it's going to work out through the help and advice of friends and family members around it. So,
okay.
So if you do get into some type of thing going on with somebody close to you and it gets in the way of a relationship or a business deal, I would don't worry about it because I feel like the people around it is going to help and bring it together and heal it or guide it.
Okay.
And if you do find yourself in the middle of this, I would look for people like this, and if you need some advice, go to it and look for it and search for it, and you'll find the right ones. I feel like they're connected to like-minded interest, and like maybe somebody I look up to or look for advice, and
okay.
seek them out and listen to what they're saying to me, because I feel like there's going to be a message there that can help me with a relationship.
Okay.
Okay, a situation that develops within a relationship where... my wants and likes are different than the other person, and there's some confliction there, and almost like you need a mediator or a negotiator a little bit. Don't worry. And if there is one going on, like almost like one likes the room cold, the other one likes it hot, this type of a feeling, this type thing going on, and it's interfering with the relationship. It could even be business and work, but or be personal, so... that in mind, too.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay. I'm just getting... they're showing me hands going up and down like a slinky, and I know they're saying to me this is going on and in her life with the situation. So, and there may be people that can advise you with this. Friends.
Okay.
Keep that in mind. Not much longer on the delay. They're... repeating information now. They're very spiritual. Past lives connection too. You're in spirit because you belong there. Spiritual matters. There was a strong past life connection to this too. A personal achievement too. It's like there's like a personal connection to getting ahead on something that's going to benefit me financially too. So it's almost like there's almost like borderline hobbies or interest in my life and in my talent that is also going to reward me financially if I continue creating in that way. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
And there's a metaphysical, artsy type thing with this. I don't know if it's writing or drawing or teaching, but you have talent and strength there, and it could be used and financially benefited from. And I got some travel coming up, too. I feel like I might do some traveling between now and the end of May. Do you have a better half? Or are you in a relationship?
No, I'm not in a relationship.
Okay. Are you looking? Because I'm getting business and love being mixed for some reason. I don't know. I don't know what, but I'm just putting this out to you.
Okay.
I feel like you're a future mate or the one that you should be with or you may wind up with.
Mm-hmm.
May have an interest in your business, persona, whatever, your business activities, and you can work together to make it even better and bigger.
Because
I'm getting like you would do well. It's just I'm either hearing you can either do real well with your mate in business as partners, or you're eventually going to wind up there anyway. So as you go through life, look for this.
Okay.
Look for this, a partner with the potential to have like-minded ideas and money and business that could be networked and developed, because I just feel like marriage and business and love and business is going to be connected with you.
And, that's good to hear.
Yeah, it's a good thing, and it can be worked with, and this is what I look for. And personal achievement is very important to you. You strive for goals.
I do.
And, yeah, personal achievements meaning more to you than money at times, and you're always going to be pulled by that, and that's you're on the right path in life. You're being pulled and guided, and just continue doing what you're doing, and you'll be fine.
Thank you. I have a question, and what's been happening is I've been very curious. I hadn't heard anything from the realtors, but I am extremely motivated to continue to pack and get ready for yard sales. And my logical side of me is going, what are you doing? You don't know yet, but I keep moving towards that way.
Yeah. I would continue. I really do feel real soon you're going to hear about it moving forward and to start getting ready. And then I think you go from not knowing to looking for people to help you pull it off or get it done or do whatever needs to be done.
Hmm.
So until I hear absolutely no and that's not going to happen,
mm-hmm.
I would act as if, really.
Okay.
I mean, if you're just talking about organizing and packing up, but I would reach out and contact them. Like, what's stopping you from calling them tomorrow?
That's true.
I mean, call them tomorrow. Where am I on this? And I believe they're either going to say things are moving forward, or we were about to call you, or we're waiting for somebody to contact us. So let's see what happens.
Okay.
All right, and let that be your guide. That would be the way to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
But I do feel it goes your way, and whatever is coming your way, I feel is a benefit and a blessing, especially financially.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Joanne, thank you.
It was nice listening to you.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling.
All right.
Let me give you some numbers. Write these numbers down.
They could okay.
Be, I got a 14 floating at me, and a 5, and a 10, and a 20. And if you know a numerologist, you can go to a numerologist with them and get another reading.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us.
I will.
You're in the thoughts, Michael Goger and BDS Radio. Talk radio at its best. That's what it is. Who wants to be the biggest and the fastest? You want to be the best. Talk radio. Hi, caller. Caller? Okay, everybody, I had a call, I'm sorry. All right, everybody, if you're just joining, I'm Michael Goger. This is your Inner Thoughts, and you're listening to BBS Radio. I'll give a toll-free number. You can call and get a free reading. It's USA toll-free, 1-877-876-5227. Today, we can't have Canada toll-free, maybe next week. But we do have a direct line. If you got a plan, use it. 1-530-876-3222. Hello, caller.
Hey, Michael. It's Chris.
It's
Chris Christiana.
Oh, Chris. I knew you would call today.
You know what? And I knew you knew I was going to call.
And I knew you knew that I knew you knew. Whoa. We're good.
Yes.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm glad now that I'm talking with you.
Good. Okay. And you know I got hired.
Congratulations.
Okay. I don't want to unveil it just yet, but there is some good things going on there, and I'm very excited, and I thank you, Chris, for...
Well, I thank you. I think it'll be great for everybody.
Yeah. And when we... Yes, it would be. And until I know the ins and outs, I really don't want to say too much. Everybody's saying, oh, come on, tell us.
Yeah.
But I will. I'll unveil it in a while. And it will benefit everybody.
Yeah.
Make it getting to me easier and instamatic. And so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I was also, well, I'll talk more about that too. I'd like to have you as a guest someday on my show.
I would love it.
Did you feel me thinking about it?
I did. I knew it was a very open energy.
Yeah, I was, because the group that you started is close to my heart. And helping family members of incarcerated people.
Yeah.
And the family members, I believe, suffer the most when somebody is incarcerated.
They're serving the time, too.
Yeah, and it's harsher in a way. Because you want to make it better and you can't. So I think it's a worthwhile cause, and someday I would like to format it into what I am and where I go. So I'll talk more about it with you.
Okay.
And for now, I'll jump into your reading.
Thank you, dear.
Yeah. You're surrounded with hearts and hugs. I'm feeling real good in the relationship department. I really am. I feel like there's some healings, or there will be some healings. And I am going to a particular man, so I feel like he's either on the scene, or he's known, or he's developing, or he's already there, but he's in the picture, and I feel like there's some healings and closure, and I feel like it's getting more exciting and going to be doing better than it's ever done. That's how I'm feeling. So I'm hoping it's true and it goes that way, or if it already is, that it continues. I'm hearing rejoice. Rejoice and open your heart and rejoice with you, because spirit in heaven is reaching out. They're reaching out and they're wrapping you with love. And it's almost like a rejuvenating vibration that you need. Almost like you were missing a vibration and they're giving it to you now. And it's going to be obvious that you feel different as you go into May and the end of May. So it looks like May is going to be a rejuvenating cycle for you. So you got that to look forward to. And it goes out to many areas. It goes out to even finances and family. Some healings and closure with family. I think you're going to see or feel some good things with your children and your family.
Oh, thank God.
So there's some good news coming there, and it's really exciting. It's good news. So almost like, you know, it's reaffirming or reassuring, and it gives me the strength to go on. So you got that to look forward to. the relationship thing, am I hitting on anything, Chris, or is it...
On everything. I'm still hopeful on my one-on-one relationship with my sweet aunt, still hopeful.
Okay, now is that improving? Is there signs of it? Because I feel like there will be if there isn't.
It's or, like a glacier. You know, I want to remain positive.
Okay.
I'm getting verbally that he's wanting to make it work.
I'm feeling that, and it's probably coming out of him.
Okay.
It's definitely manifesting. If you said to me, I got one question, how's my relationship, I would say either doing or will be doing fantastic. So you're on the rebound, and there are signs of closure and healings here. I'm getting the beginning of affection. You're going to start seeing affection become a focus.
Okay.
Maybe there wasn't enough of it before, or it was different, or there's going to be something about the particular subject of affection, more affection. So that'll be a sign that it's developing and manifesting.
Okay.
And I'm feeling better than before. That's what I'm hearing, better than before. And then it seems like the social life increases.
Yeah.
And becomes, I feel like I'm doing more outside the house with friends and family.
Thank God.
It's going to be busy. Between now and the end of May, it's going to be busy outside the home. I'm hearing good companionship, a lot of laughs, good times. I guess kind of anniversary or something going on here. I'm getting gifts. They're showing me gifts, so... I don't know if you got a party or an anniversary, something special coming up, or you might get invited, so go. I'm hearing good times, fun.
Okay.
Keep handing me a gift for some reason, some kind of a gift. And it goes to, I almost want to say he's going to give you a ring and you're going to get married, but I don't want to get that crazy. Because that would be like putting myself out there, but it's almost that kind of a feeling.
Oh, my God.
Like he's giving you a friendship thing, or, you know, this is a symbolic beginning here type feeling. So, even, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's even a dinner or one rose. Who knows? But this is the type of feeling I'm having.
Okay.
And beginnings of all kinds. The cycle you're in, the energy you're going into. It's rebirth, beginnings, starting fresh. Rejuvenated, all these things I'm hearing in my head, tell her, and you'll be in the midst of it by May, the end of May, throughout the month of May, so it looks like it's a real good month for you. Don't be get frustrated if it takes the whole 30 days, or start slow, or don't even, I had a girl today tell me, you know, nothing you said happened, and I was like, but then on the last day of the time frame, the entire reading unfolded, so...
Yeah.
I've seen this before, and... So don't give up, don't get frustrated.
Okay.
And it's designed to give hope, to leave hope and life and inspiration, too, so... But this is all they're showing, healings and rejuvenating. And it's going really to everything, Chris, so... And I'm feeling that with the Suns, like I said, you're going to get word that they're adjusting better or something turned around for one of them. There was a milestone of a kind with them, and it was like a breath of fresh air. I'm like relieved, like finally something good or something's going right or that type of a thing with it. I'm hearing problems were overcome.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're working on some glitches or some frustrating issues. But I'm hearing tell her the problems are overcome, the obstacles that were in her way now, she is overcoming them.
Wow.
And the tendency to do too many things at one time or two things at one time, they want you to focus on one thing at one time.
Okay.
And that is the only way of handling it. And you, especially in your situation. One thing at a time. And it's constant, but everything in life is constant, you know. I'm hearing tell her everything is constant in life. It's sometimes like it's the journey, and there's nothing you can do about it except experience it and perceive it in a positive light. So just pull yourself back to that from time to time. You might wander a little bit from it. health-wise, I feel like maybe there might have been an issue or an issue with someone around me or with myself. Health-wise, I wasn't feeling all that great or a little upset or off balance, and I feel that improving, too. So,
good.
I'm feeling like within 3 weeks, everything starts making sense. I got more energy. I feel a little better. So you're doing good. And then people around me seem to have gotten in the way or try to get in the way or oppose me for something. There's an opposition. It could be even things that you're trying to help somebody else, like your family, and there's other people in between you, and even they're going to become more agreeable. So I feel like by the end of May, things are just more agreeable for you, and you got a better grip on things, and you feel better, too.
Oh, thank you, God.
So, you got a lot going on here, and it's all positive. I only bring out the positive.
Yeah.
And the light side of it all. You know, I'll give some. I don't really see, other than maybe taking on too much at one time, I really don't even see any warnings or cautions, or I'm getting more of a rejuvenation and a recovery here with you. Like you just went through a rough spot and now it's time to get better or feel better or go better, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, let's see. That's about it, really. I got some numbers. I got a 1 and a 14 and a 10 and a 7.
Thank you, Michael. I want to ask you, there was a girlfriend I was talking to. Did she call my sweetheart with good intentions to try and get things patched up between me and my sweetie? Her name is Susan.
Did she call me?
No, did she call my sweetheart to try and get things patched up between my sweetie and I?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you know something, I think, wasn't that in your last reading? I think in your last reading there was a family member or a friend. Well, the last time I talked to you, I think that came out, that there would be another person, a third party, helping or advising some way, and I said it felt like a girlfriend. But
I don't remember that.
I can almost remember it, but I'm feeling it now, too, so I think your hunch is being validated here.
I'm a little upset that she would do that because she did not have my permission to do that, even though...
Yeah. Well, put it this way. Whatever was done or whatever started this, I feel like you're in a different... Because I can feel from you that he is acting differently.
Yes, he is.
And it's jumping out at me now. So whatever this is, don't question it. It's a good thing, and it's heaven sent.
Okay.
And it's a blessing.
Yes.
I would just run with it and enjoy it and appreciate it.
Okay.
For what it is. Or else you could ruin the magic.
Okay.
Just appreciate it. This is what I'm hearing. Because it is different and it's better.
Yes, it is.
Don't ruin it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm just saying what I'm hearing. That's all I do. I'm a channel.
I know.
I'm just like a telephone.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing.
It is. You pick the phone up and you start hearing things.
I know. Or the feelings, the impressions, or pictures, yeah.
Yeah. And I love doing it. And thank you for calling, and thank you for your connection.
Oh, Michael. Well, you too. Blessings to you and me and everybody.
Okay. And I would like to get together with you on that group, and maybe there's some type of format we can come up with.
Always. Always. I'm always wanting to talk about it with you, yeah.
Okay, because I'm serious about this. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm out there promoting it all the time. I met with the public defender, and I continue to meet with people like that.
Now, do you have a Yahoo group specifically designed for that?
Maybe I need to talk to you about that. I do not. And
I think you'll need it, in a way.
Okay.
I think it'll give you a home base type thing.
All righty.
Where people can network.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'll do that.
All right, and I'll talk to you more about it. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, you have a good day.
You too.
All right, I'll be in touch with you soon.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, if you want your own radio show, you can have it. There may be a waiting list, so email Don at bbsradio.com and let them know you want your own show. one a week, one a day, one a month, one all day. Welcome, caller. How you doing?
Pretty good, Michael. How yourself?
I'm doing great.
Good.
What's your first name?
Michael.
Michael.
Yes,
Michael,
sir.
Michael.
Yep.
Okay, where are you calling from, Michael?
Oregon.
Oregon?
Yes, sir.
Boy, I feel like I talked to you before.
Yes, sir.
I felt like I, they give me, my guides, they warn me. Energy was encountered before type thing.
Say again?
My spirit guides will let me know sometimes that I encountered the energy, like, or energy.
Yes.
So, I just had the feeling that we talked before. And it was,
yes, we have.
And it was a reading, probably. And
yes.
So you heard me.
Yep. I figured, well, I'll give it a shot. And all of a sudden, the phone rang and said, hey, I got lucky today.
That's good. That's good. And if it works out, that's a good thing. It was meant to be, I feel.
I hope so.
Because the lines are very busy here, and it just seems like it's like playing a lottery almost, and it's spirit-led, so it's a good thing. I enjoy it. All right, Michael. We'll jump into your reading.
Okay.
Boy, it's strange. All of a sudden, they gave me a picture. I feel like I'm hiking at night in the woods. Does that make any sense to you? Or
hiding in the woods?
Hiking or camping?
Hiking or camping. No, I'm looking for a house somewhere out in the boonies, and I was in the woods yesterday.
I'm feeling this with you. I feel like I want to walk along a creek or a lake edge or with a walking stick. I just feel very woodsy, and I feel at my best in the woods, I guess. Something with a creek in the water. Is there a specific creek that you go to, or a lake, or something?
No.
Well, you want one on the property, or?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't mind one on the property. The place I go to, there's a little creek running by it and stuff. It's got some energies there, so I went there yesterday.
Very strong. It's very. There's a. You're being pulled there for some reason. Do you feel like you're being pulled there, or? Are you drawn there, or is this? You mentioned energy, so it's. There is definitely something going on, so.
Okay.
Anyway, let's see. Yeah, I'm hearing, are you changing jobs or looking for something different or getting a promotion or a raise? I'm either getting a raise or promotion or I'm changing jobs.
No, I'm really happy with my job. I don't know about promotions or raises.
Okay.
Maybe something else might come along, but I'm really happy doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. I feel like I'm being praised, and I'm being given a reward for something I did. I feel like it's a promotion or a raise, so I'm going to put it out there. Maybe your boss will hear it and give it to you.
I hope so.
But that's how I'm feeling. I'm hearing a promotion step up financially, and it's definitely job-related or job-connection, and there's some praise with it. I either did a real good job or something, or I landed something big, or I don't know what you do, but I did something good, and they're giving me something back for it. And not because I did something good. It's just it could be that they just out and out like you, and you're getting it anyway.
Okay.
So I'm not saying you did something special. You might have, but it could be just that they like you, and you're going up. I'm also feeling like I'm learning or being asked to do something differently, so be prepared for that. Your job description may change a little bit, or they might want to add to it or change it, or you may want to, even on yourself, maybe learn something connected to it but new.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like extra on-the-job training or furthering the skill that I have through training or education. So you may find yourself pulling yourself there or being pulled there, or the higher power, authorities, bosses, supervisors offering it to you or saying you need to do this for us. So, and be willing to do it because it'll pay off. I'm hearing pay off.
Okay.
And it's going to come in handy in the future. If there's some type of new thing coming to you, either school or training or vocational, educational, but something new is coming to me, and it's going to come in real handy in the future. So take advantage of any type of opportunity or advancement that's offered to you.
All
Okay. Well, I do feel like I got a lot going on. I feel like there might have been an illness or an issue with somebody's health that might have been interfering or in the way in my life, or an issue in my life. And I feel like that's going to get better, too, and there's going to be some improvement. So anybody close to you?
Well, I was... No, I'm like healthy like a horse, and I had a short relationship, and she had some problems, but that's kind of over now.
Okay, so that passed then?
Yeah.
I wonder, did it lead to the passing of it and the drama, her health and health issues possibly? But I still feel like you're not completely over it, so there might be some lingering memories or feelings with this.
Okay.
When you least expect it, or slipping in when you're not defending against it. So if it is, don't panic. It's just kind of like residue.
All right.
Residue memory. And you are through it. You're in the light now. You're at the end where the light is, I'm hearing, tell him. And he was patient. Very patience was your ally through this whole thing. You were very patient. I feel like there may be another better half, maybe a blonde. So keep your eyes open for a blonde coming your way, possibly by the end of May. There might be an interaction with her. So I'm just feeling another person, and it's going to be a blonde. So
okay.
Keep that in mind. Things are going to work out. I mean, there's a message here. They're saying, tell him. I don't think they're going to tell me why. They're just saying, tell him that things will work out. There's, like, you need to hear this, so I'm just delivering the message.
Right.
Saying things will work out. So if it's something bothering you or what you're wondering about, maybe you can't even ask me publicly, but they're giving the answer and they're saying, tell them things will work out. So if there was something on your mind troubling you, that's your answer.
Okay.
You are strong, very strong. Very strong, not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, energy-wise. Very strong. Very strong. I'm hearing powerful, too. Like a ball. Well, you hit it right on the head when you said healthy as an ox, I think you said. They showed me a ball, so. I'm hearing going to put plans into action. It's almost like you're wondering if you should do something or not, or go somewhere. And I'm hearing to tell him, go ahead and do it. Put the plans into action.
Okay, I don't have any really plans yet. There's a convention I'm going to go to next week, and that's kind of like maybe I can get ends and stuff there and get started there.
So there is something manifesting then.
Okay.
And you're probably bouncing back and forth, should you, shouldn't you? I feel like that's what the situation is. I'm thinking, should I do this or shouldn't I do this? And I'm hearing to tell you, go ahead and do it.
Okay.
So, especially if it's on the table already. So, if you have something on the table and you're wondering.
Well, basically, I was kind of trying to figure out some kind of a business card or something to take.
Right.
And because I don't really have a business per se.
Right.
So I'm kind of taking this as, go ahead and get a card ready.
Right. Whatever it is, I remember some things about you, but not everything. But I am feeling health and strength. So it's the health field or vitamins or exercise.
Oh, yeah, I do energy healing.
Yeah, life coach type thing going on here. So that's where you want to focus anyway. And that's where you want your packaging. So, I mean, if that's what you're wondering, how to package it, how to market it, I mean, I'm feeling this very holistic, very spiritual, but the physical part of spiritual type thing going on here. So, there might even be some schooling on this or further education. I think that's where the training or the education, I feel like I'm being pushed more into education, too, and training. So, you might have that coming up or need it. Or want to, you know what I mean? So
yes.
Keep that in mind. If it starts going there, it's because you need it or it'll be good for you.
Okay.
Helping you in the future.
Right.
I'm hearing. And that could also be part of the plan. Achievements and success. So you're definitely on the path. Your goals your goals and your plans are on the right path and on the right track, and you are headed in that direction. I mean, you're going. It might be not. I think the time is not fast enough for you.
Yeah, it never is.
Yeah, but you're moving forward, and that's the only thing that matters. And you're being guided. And always let truth and light, I'm hearing. Surround yourself with truth and light and focus on that. And you do well with that, too. You are truthful. And I got a very clean, crisp energy with you. It's a treat. I mean, it's a relief. It's fresh, I'm feeling, with you. When I connect with you, fresh and light. Beware of jealousies around you and some spiteful behavior. I don't think you're completely out of the harm's way with relationships and personal things, so kind of like keep that on the back of your mind, you know what I mean?
Maybe a little backstabbing going on or something?
Yeah, it might have been some backlash from the past and kind of very weak but still there type thing, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Don't completely act like just kind of know where you've been and where you came from and what you went through. And
okay.
Keep that in mind. And use goodwill at all times. Goodwill is your biggest weapon. Love and goodwill, because you're very good at using love and goodwill to defuse things and make situations better. So keep that in mind. It's a very mm-hmm. successful tactic that you can use. And guidance. By the time I get to, say, the end of May, I'm really looking for, I'm very anxious, I'm very edgy, I want to move forward. It seems to be the major thing with me now at that time, and I'm going to make it happen. I'm feeling like I was suspended or delayed in many different ways, and I want that to change. So my main focus becomes moving forward on what makes me happy and what I enjoy doing. And I'm really involved in what I'm doing. So you're going to continue headed into the direction you want to head into. And it's going to get deeper and deeper and deeper and more involved. So when you see that developing, you know what's going on. And that it's time for you to put it all together and market it.
Okay.
This is the feeling I'm getting. You know what I mean? I'm getting to the point where I want to get it all together and market it and move forward with it. I feel like I've been kind of like, a lot of it might be self-inflicted. Like I'm spinning my wheels and I wasn't moving quick enough and there wasn't enough results and it wasn't big enough. But it was a lot of just mental and emotional chatter. And it takes time for things to come together, I'm here to tell you. It takes time. It takes time, and in God's pace and God's time, that's when it happens.
All right.
So to understand this and to know that you're right on the edge of it, taking that leap, going from thought and manifesting to becoming a reality, you're right there at the border. So, I mean, don't give up now and don't get frustrated. Just keep moving forward and staying focused on what you want. That's what Spirit's saying to tell you. So, and it's noted the frustration and the delays and the interference and reorganizing is all noted and it's all paid off. So, nothing was wasted, I'm hearing. And I'm hearing agreements and settlements. As you get into the end of May, you're going into an era where nobody can say no to you. It's kind of like you get what you want when you want it, and basically it's up to you.
Okay.
You know, so and it's a real good cycle for you. Settlements and agreements, I'm hearing, and peace treaties too, relationships healing. I think you're going to find between now and the end of May, you might even have a few healings going on there, relationship-wise.
Okay.
So it could be a family member or an ex-lover or a neighbor, but look for healings and relationships. A very good time for it. The next 30 days with you.
Okay.
Okay, and I got some numbers. I'll give you your numbers. And
I don't need numbers. I can't use them.
No numbers?
No.
Give them to a numerologist.
Okay, well, yeah.
or write them on the calendar. Oh, you don't gamble.
Well, yeah, we can put it that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to, because I work for an organization that...
Okay, well, BBS has two numerologists, and if you can catch one of their shows, you can say, hey, a psychic gave me these numbers. What do you think?
So, okay, I'll try that.
And they'll say, well, let me see. So, I got, and they're interesting numbers. I got an 8, I got 16, 24, and a 2. So,
wow.
Different numbers, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Michael.
I thank you very much, Michael.
Okay, buddy, you have a good day and take care of yourself.
Thank you, sir. You too.
All right, thank you. Tell your friends about us.
Will do.
BBS Radio, it's a must. The best talk radio on the planet. Okay, everybody, I'm going to take a one-minute break, and we're going to bring my guest in here, Belinda Bentley. I'll introduce her and see what comes up with that. All right? Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my show. We have a technical difficulty. We got a phone number that's not working. Belinda, if you're listening to the show, we tried three numbers and we can't get through. So I'm going to continue doing readings, and when Belinda comes on, hopefully we can bring her in here and continue with the interview. And if not, we'll try it again later, another day. Don't panic. It's here to stay. Okay, I believe I have a caller. Is there a caller, Dom? I'll go right to the caller. If not, I can...
Yes, I'm waiting, Michael.
Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Chandini. Chandi.
Chandi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing okay, Chandi. I'm glad to hear from you. Let me jump into your reading. You know how I read, right? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So,
I'm from Florida.
What's that?
Florida.
Florida. Yep. Yeah. I was going to say India, but I remembered that you came from India.
Yes.
And that was fun when you were in India.
Was in August 2006.
Yeah, because I used to get excited talking to India. I'm a small town country boy. So I thought it was a thrill having a read go out to India. Mm-hmm. Okay, Chandi, let's see what we're getting for you. For some reason, Chandi, I feel like I'm a little upset maybe with, I feel like, was there some delays with your husband?
Yes, there had been delays, and also he has been posted to a new place of unit, which is a field station, so it's a little bit depressing, but then it's okay, I feel that's the way it has to be, and so I'm accepting it.
Yeah.
To God, to do the best as you can.
Yeah, I'm feeling like they want you to know that the delays were meant to be. I'm hearing, tell her that the delays were meant to be, because it's always spirit and God and the universe.
Yes.
So they were meant to be, and even though they're causing some, depression or frustration or aggravation. And I'm also hearing it was for the better, too, because it's going to help you financially. Does that make sense?
I guess so. Let us see.
Yeah. Even though money doesn't mean anything compared to having hubby home or with you, I believe it was due to financial reasons that may come clearer later on down the road. You might wind up saying, oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
So, and usually that's how it goes. I know in my own life... delays and mishaps wind up becoming blessings most of the time, so it's just that we want it when we want it and how we want it. So kind of, and you know, I don't have to tell you that, you know exactly what I mean. And,
yes, I understand that.
And that is only temporary, but I am feeling, the minute I connected to you, I was given like an overall, I feel down and lonely and sad, but I'm going to pull out of it. And it's only because I'm missing my man, and that's exactly what they're saying.
Yeah.
So, and he will be back in your life. He never left your life. It's just that physically you can't be together, so. Be courageous, brave. Every brave, you're noted for your bravery in spirit, Chandi.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a very brave woman. When spirit says that you're noted for something, to me it's very special. And it's for bravery. And to see that with a woman is, you know, I mean, I understand it, but the mainstream man wouldn't understand it. You know, so very brave, noted for your bravery. I'm still getting a female energy coming and connecting and helping you and working with you. So there is a blessing coming from a.
Yeah, I have a friend who is 75 years old, and she's more like a mom to me, and she's been very affectionate, and she's also a healer, and
yes.
Very nice person.
Yes,
she's married, and she's from Arkansas.
It's almost like an angel.
She's from U.S. only.
Yes, almost like an angel. An angel.
Yes, like an angel.
Watching over you and helping you and helping you through this and guiding you and being there for you. I mean, lean on her. They're saying lean on your friend. Lean on your friend. Mm-hmm. And they're giving me a female. So that, and you knew who that was right away. Something, I'm going to sign something or need to sign something, say between now and the end of May, and I want to make sure I read this thing. I don't want to, before I agree to anything or promise anything or sign anything, I want to read it a few times and then have somebody else read it and make sure it says what it's supposed to say.
Okay.
Okay, don't blindly or without thinking about it. agree or sign anything, even though maybe it's a friend or family or or it has promises of miracles. I want to make sure everything that I sign or agree to is up and up and what it's supposed to be. Also your husband too. I want your husband to have the same attitude. Or I need to have my husband have the same attitude. So it's you and him. Okay. Let's see. Then I'm going into a change. I mean, it gets better. I feel like I got maybe this little cloud that I'm dealing with. Maybe two more weeks I'm feeling. And then it seems to blow over and things change. And there is an increase in finances. For some reason, financially, I'm blessed and I'm given more, an increase.
Yes, I'll be working extra hours, so hopefully, like my hand, at present, you know, restricted on work on account of my fracture I had in my hand, but hopefully, in coming 15 days, that problem will be over and start working full time again, and I'll be working extra hours. That's going to give me more money.
Good. And that helps me. And even though it's not an issue or your main focus, eventually it becomes to the point where I can use it as a tool and maybe pay for advice or pay for help. But anyway, don't thumb your nose at an increase in finances, because down the road it's going to become a tool and an ally. So keep that in mind, and it is going to get better, and it's going to be a sign that you're in the mix of a major change, and it goes out to many different things. First of all, it goes out to getting rid of this cloud that's following me.
Okay.
It's almost like I get rid of this cloud, and I learn how to keep it away, in a way. So there's an extra benefit to this, with this change. And also, it feels like my living conditions improve or change a little bit. And I also learn how to get rid of some negativity, or something negative in my life falls away.
Yeah.
And I'm able to get rid of it, or I'm able to control it, or get rid of it permanently. So this change is a many-level change, a many-different-level change going on here.
So, because I've applied for a DNA perfection course, and hopefully. And also I'm applying for a hypnotherapy course.
Yeah.
So I think all these things are going to make me more better and deal with all situations myself.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's a cure-all or there's miracles, but you're in an energy and a cycle where the things that bothered you and held you back before, don't do that no more. I have a grip on it, or I'm stronger than that.
I feel I'm very emotional, and I really want to get rid of that emotional self of mine.
Yeah.
It holds me many a time into my progress ahead. I understand that.
Exactly. And that happens because you're able to get rid of thoughts, memories, and baggage that you don't need.
Yes.
And you know it's only temporary, and you know it's only an illusion.
Uh-huh.
So you're able to separate yourself from it.
Nice.
And this gives you the strength and the boost to go and get where you need to go. So, and you're headed into that. So keep that in mind. That's one
incident
of the benefits. What's that?
You said that something with incidents. You just said something which I could not hear properly.
I had a hard time hearing you. It's maybe it's the phone you're on, but you were wondering when this was going to start.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably within 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it's going to coincide with a lifting of moods, mm-hmm, and atmosphere. You're going to feel more energy and clearer and more focused. And then from there, it seems to get better with the changes. And I'm not saying you get what you want, but I'm saying you handle things differently and you look at things differently. And the money gets better. And those two things combined is what you need to carry you on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then from there, it's kind of like working on myself, working on meditation, working on my thoughts, working on my emotions. I'm getting a relation between that and how I handle my my issues. I'm starting to notice that the cleaner and the more focused I am, the easier I handle my obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it seems like you take off from there and you become like a motivator, or you're so inspired that nothing can get you down or stop you. And this is a good thing. This is what you need. All right, so you're basically waiting for cycles and energies and thoughts to catch up with where you need to be. And I see that within 2 weeks, things are going to really change for you. Okay? And remember, what the hubby is going through is meant to be, and there's going to be some delays and obstacles, and you knew that. And they're going to play out. And then I keep hearing it's for the better, so even though it's difficult. Okay?
Okay.
Sandy, and I'm hoping you cheer up soon. Today, cheer up, get strong.
Yes.
Meditate.
It was nice talking to you. I wish I could talk to Vishnu also, but I'll try again.
Okay, I got some numbers, Chandi. Write the numbers down. I got an 8, 11, 13, and 10.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you so much, Mike.
Okay, Chandi. Thank you, and take care. Stay in touch. Okay? Okay, folks, I believe we're going to bring Belinda in here. So give us a minute to connect, and we'll be right back with my guest. Thank you. Okay, bud. Hi.
Hello.
Belinda.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay. I believe I got you online and I got a caller, so I think the caller might be part of our show here. Which can't be helped, I don't think. But I want to introduce you, Belinda, and...
Okay. Hello.
Hi, caller.
Hi, it's Sugar King.
I'm going to interview a guest. Would you mind calling back after I do the interview?
Oh, if I can get through, sure.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, thank you. Okay, Belinda.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to my show.
Thank you.
This is going to be my my debut.
I'm excited.
I am too. I'm so my heart is beating rapidly.
Is it?
We had your number wrong.
I guess I wrote it down wrong. I don't generally use my number, so.
Yeah, and we kept trying. Did you hear we were having problems or knew something?
You know
was
what?
Wrong?
It was really funny because exactly at 11 o'clock, I was like, okay, this is unusual because I've done radio interviews before and they haven't called. So
right.
I clicked on your show, and just as I clicked on, I heard, Belinda, if you're listening, and I was like, oh, no.
No kidding.
So my cell phone doesn't work out here because I live in the mountains, and all of a sudden it took about 10 minutes, and I had a feeling, just check your cell phone. Check it now.
Good.
And so I had a phone call saying, call me.
Good. I told Donna, I said, as soon as I get on, I'll make an announcement, and hopefully she'll hear it and call us.
I heard it.
Okay.
Well, right then and there.
Okay. Let me introduce you. Your name is Belinda Bentley. You're a psychic medium. There's experiences here with tabloids and newspapers, TV shows, other radio shows. You got your own radio show
mm-hmm.
called Haunted Voices. Radio.com, right?
Yep, that's where the radio show is.
Okay, and movie producer and actress and a celebrity column. You got a lot of things going on
mm-hmm.
here. And I feel so connected to you. I mean, the first time I met you, I felt the connection. And every time I look at your picture, I was just like, there's a connection here. And I had to know more. And here we are. You're my first official guest. On my talk show.
I'm your first. This is exciting.
My first. It's going to go down in history. Someday it'll be gold-plated on a wall with a frame around it.
You know? Exactly.
Yeah. And, all right, so you have a... How long have you been into... how did you discover you were psychic?
Well, I've been doing this for about 8 years, but when I was around 4, I remember seeing spirits. And being connected to that world, but I was really afraid of it. And I remember being really small. I had to be around 5 years old and looking into a blank TV and kind of seeing my life. And I always saw myself, it was acting and being psychic
right.
and like doing
right.
all this stuff. And
yeah.
so I would have visions of it around this age.
When you were young, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the only thing is that I was raised a Jehovah's Witness, so it wasn't okay.
Wow.
Like, whatever I was seeing wasn't okay, but it was still a dream of mine.
Wow.
Which was really interesting, but when I was 15, somebody actually gave me the word for it, because I didn't know that there was a word for what I did.
At the age of 15?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you know, I see this common trend with other readers, too. Very early in age, 5 or 6 or 7, and later on, when 15 and 16. Very interesting.
Really?
It's almost similar to almost what I went through. It's, how did you cross over from knowing this to being a professional? And was it something that you just led into? Or?
I guess you could say that. I moved to New Zealand to do some acting with a friend of mine. And while I was there, I started having some very weird spiritual experiences. And I would have, like, spirits literally touch me and tug on my clothes.
Right, right.
And I was kind of freaked out and scared.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I got my very first reading when I was in New Zealand. And I remember I decided I wanted to get some tarot cards, and I decided to do a reading for somebody, and they came back 2 days later, and they were like, oh, my God, everything you said was right. And it happened, and I was like, oh, I can really do this. So that's when I actually started doing professional readings was in New Zealand.
Right. And that's how it started.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a line. Because I tell people there's a difference between being a psychic and a psychic reader. Because people hear psychic right away, they connect it to being a reader, and that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a psychic can become a reader or develop to be a reader, but hi caller.
Hi, my name is Joanne, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay, we're right in the middle of an interview, and then we were going to take calls. You can hang on if you'd like, and just listen to the show, and then we'll take some calls.
Terrific, thank you.
Okay, Joanne, thank you. You're welcome to hang on, because if not, there'll be more calls. All right, Belinda, so there was a crossover from knowing the abilities were there, and then you decided to, you did a few readings, and And that's very common, too. You see that with a lot of other readers. And, you know, starts off with family and friends. And what is your favorite type of reading? What, do you have tools? Do you prefer a particular type of format on your readings?
I like to do direct psychic readings where I just kind of tune into the person. But,
right.
You know, if you're on a short time frame, like when I do radio shows and things like that, I can use tarot cards.
Because
right. They're a lot of fun. You can kind of describe the pictures and give somebody some detail of what you are seeing
right.
when they're not right in front of you.
Right.
And so that's a great tool, too. But
right.
I really like doing my direct psychic readings,
right.
kind of
so,
tuning in.
So no tools and just repeating what you hear and
mm-hmm.
feeling and seeing. And, you know, that's basically my style, too. I'll have my tools at hand if I need them or,
yes.
like, or I'm being pulled to it. I mean, I always got a pack of tarot cards or a crystal ball in front of me, a candle and the rosary, and
mm-hmm.
so there's a lot of different things I can rely on, a pendulum. But
really, you use all of those?
I right now I got all those right in front of me.
Wow.
Yeah, and I incorporate it into what I do. It's like I'm sitting inside of a machine almost, and I can bounce around if I have to.
Those are great tools.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't need them, but they're there if I do.
Yep.
Or if I'm pulled to them, you know. So I'll hear a spirit tell me, check the pendulum or look at the ball or say a prayer. So.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people are like, you know that's a crutch. And I'm like, uh-huh. It makes me feel better to know I can fall back on something if I mess up. So.
Yeah, and, you know, I understand. But then again, I mean, there's some tarot readers out there that they're top guns. I mean, you have to wait in line to talk to them. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's... And it's like I said, if you want to specialize in tarot, then so be it. But do you have goals or in your journey here as a reader? I mean, do you want to do something in the world with it, or a businesswoman, or entertainer, or a little bit of everything? I imagine, right?
Well, I am a little bit of everything, aren't I?
Yeah.
No, I do have bigger goals. I would like to reach more people.
Right.
And, you know, Sylvia Brown has been able to do a great deal with her books and
yep.
be able to, you know, kind of touch the mass in a way. And
right.
in some shape, way, or form, I would like to do the same thing. I don't know if it's going to be writing a book because, you
right.
know, I don't want to write a book.
Right.
Maybe get a ghostwriter.
Right.
But I don't know, just some way touching a lot of people because what I keep finding is a lot of people are afraid of their own gifts.
Right.
And to me, psychic ability is also protection. I ask people all the time, I said, do you remember the times where you wanted to go to the store, but you had a feeling not to get into the car? You know,
right.
that could have saved you from a car accident. Like, all of us have this ability as a protection.
Right.
It's there for a reason. So I think more people need to know that.
Yes, very much so.
That's my bigger goal.
Very much so. In other words, enlighten and spread the message, really, in a way. I mean, us as a whole, as a family, the human family, can't afford not to examine this and do something with it.
I agree.
And I believe certain people are being chosen to get that out there. And
yeah.
it could be as simple as our psychic readers, really. I mean, there's so many readers now on the planet that how can you not see it or think about it or be exposed to it one way or another anyway.
Exactly. And that was one of the purpose to, you know, in doing my movie
right.
was basically a reality movie, a documentary of us doing paranormal stuff and seeing what actually happened. And it was frightening to go through, but a huge healing took place after, you know, on film that people could actually watch and get this healing and realize that it's not as scary as what people have made, you know,
yeah.
a medium and
yeah.
being psychic being. It's
right.
not terrifying at all.
No, it's not. And it's something that needs to be investigated and, like I said, followed through on, really, at your own pace. I mean, everybody has their own level of understanding,
mm-hmm.
too. And that's got to be respected and understood. With the movie, I was just going to go there. Now, can anybody get to this movie? Is it somewhere where you can download it and watch it? Or?
Not yet. We're actually in the process of editing it because
okay.
we got some spirits on film. And It's all the technical stuff of making sure they get, you know, on film so people can actually see them and it's pointed out and it's clear. So, you know, it's, you make your own judgment and you say whatever you want to say about, you know, what it is, but at least it's right there on film so you can see it. So that has been kind of difficult, but it's supposed to be released in June. So people will be able to go to www.belindabentley.com and take a look at it. So
okay, and kind of like view it there, or can they download it? Download it and then watch it whenever they get a chance.
Exactly.
Oh, awesome. Would there be a cost, or is it just...
There is going to be a cost. I don't know what it is yet.
Okay.
But, yeah, it would be a small fee for downloading it and being able to keep it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yep, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And where was the film? Is there a specific location, or does it bounce around? Or
We actually went to a secluded mountain community, but I won't mention the name because I know a lot of people want to go up here.
Okay.
And it's like there's only 100 people who live up here, so they would probably hate that. But
yeah.
It was a secluded mountain community in California.
Oh.
And okay. It burned down twice in the last 100 years.
Wow.
Only one road in, one road out.
Wow.
And so we spent a night in the cemetery, and then the next night we ended up going to, there was a story of a man who kept three women captive,
yeah.
And they ended up killing him to get free.
Wow.
And so we decided to go to the house, and when we got there, we realized it had burned down, and the story, the woman was taking us around, and the story was just kind of unfolding, which the townspeople burned it down because there was so much bad stuff that happened in the house.
Wow.
And so we were there to see if we could get any footage, if there was any energy left. It was really clear. I'm like, the burning did something, obviously.
Wow.
So we're in the middle of the night in the forest, by the way.
Wow.
And we ended up just walking around, and when we drove up, I just remember telling everybody, I don't want to be here. People were hung here. And so as we were traveling, you know, and walking through the woods, somebody says they found a hangman's noose.
Huh.
In one of the trees. And so this whole story took an hour to unfold what happened in this area. A couple of possessions took place, and you know, people were hearing horses that weren't even around.
Wow.
And I believe it was an event that happened in early 1800s, so it was just an amazing adventure.
You know, I could feel it. I feel like I'm panicking. I feel like there was a mass panic.
It was.
With this, I feel like I'm choking from panic, almost like we're turning on each other because of the panic.
Yeah.
It's very intense. I can't wait to see it, really.
Yeah.
So this will be coming out in June.
Yep.
And it'll be announced through your radio show,
mm-hmm.
which is Haunted Voices, www.hauntedvoicesradio.com.
That's where you can listen to my show, but the show is called Belinda Bentley's Paranormal World.
Oh, okay. So that's the radio station, hauntedvoicesradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
And your show is...
Belinda Bentley's Paranormal World.
Paranormal World, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I've got to have you on my show.
I would like that. I would enjoy that.
Everybody know now we are having you on my show.
Okay, fantastic. It's every Monday and Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Yep.
So that's my 10.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so that would work. That would work for me.
Okay.
And I'll schedule, you know, plan in advance anyway, maybe one of my nights off.
Okay.
Okay, so... then you got your MySpace. Anybody's invited to add to that, right,
mm-hmm.
for the networking. And your website, www.belindabentley.com, will give you more info. Everybody's invited to go there. And now in my one show, there was one of my assistants was saying, Michael, you need to get a reading. And you happened to turn the show on just as she was saying it, and I believe you were getting a few things.
Yep, I was.
So how do you feel about maybe going to that a little bit, and then maybe you can take some calls from the audience?
Yay, I want to read you. Okay.
Okay. Do you feel okay with that?
Yeah, I feel great.
Okay.
So I've been wanting to share this with you for like 3 weeks.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I'm like,
good, because this is a rare event. I think I've been read maybe 3 times in life, really. I mean, here in my real world, I got a couple of advisors, but I mean, as far as publicly and... So this is different for me.
Good. I'm excited.
Right. You need to know anything? Or?
Nope. No. I already got the information beforehand, so I don't need to ask you anything.
Good. You can just that's it. And I'm very open.
Okay. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I always give permission and take my firewall down.
It's down.
Yeah.
What I was getting in the beginning was about career. That was the first thing that really jumped out at me.
Okay.
When I was listening to your radio show and listening to your voice.
Okay.
And I kept seeing, I was saying that I wanted to do, reach the masses. Well, that's your goal as well.
It is.
And, yeah, it is.
Yeah, you're 100% right on. And career would jump out and hit you in the head because that's all that's on my mind.
Okay. And so what I kept getting was there was lectures, there were fairs. There was a massive amount of people that you would be communicating with.
Oh,
and lecturing
right.
too.
Oh, my God.
And I also felt like there was going to be some media stuff for you as well. And it's not just the radio show, but also, let me see if I can get specific. What media?
What?
Newspaper?
I can
see in the written word, so it could be possibly magazines as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of writing. There's going to be some internet, newspapers as well. I see it all over the internet, people interviewing you.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a very huge media.
Strange. I had this dream last night. A voice came to me last night, and it was amazing.
What happened?
It told me to be prepared. I mean, I don't like blowing my own horn or making it the focus of who I am or what I want in life, but this voice told me, be prepared. And it was like a meteor. They use a phrase that I would never dream of using. It was a meteorite rise to fame and fortune. And I was like shying away from it, embarrassed. And it was a weird dream. But it was the voice. I can't get that voice out of my head.
Really?
Yeah, it was like warning me to be prepared. Because almost like I'm going to come out now and become a little bigger, more known, more popular. I would love to. I want to get so big that I can raise $1 million for a charity. That's how big I want to get. So that's what my goal is.
Yeah, you're going to be touching on your goals. I'm going to say starting this summer.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be like a wave that comes in. And there, it's going to be where I see it being really, really, really big and huge, and everything's offered to you at the same time, and then there's this waiting period, and everything kind of stops.
Oh,
and I'm
going
to say that's like September, October, November, December, and then once the new year starts, the wave comes back.
Huh.
Because I'm seeing it happening like in seasons. So you'll be offered things at the same time. You'll get really tired very quickly. Just because there's so much, but I think you're going to enjoy it. You're going to laugh at the whole thing.
It's just like in a dream. It was like everything hit me at one time, and I actually needed help. It was too much for me in a way, and I needed help to deal with it all. And then it kind of balanced out, and just like you're saying, it came back in a wave. Almost like it hit me, I had to get adjusted, and then it came back to me. So I'm feeling what you're feeling. I can relate to everything that you were feeling or being shown.
Well, you're getting dreams about it. I mean, that's bigger than relating. I'm like, they're telling you in the dream to get ready. That's amazing to me.
It is. I spend more time in dream and trance than I do in reality.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, that's true. I mean, it sounds like, oh, yeah, but, I mean, believe me, I do. And I live in it. I live in my chakras. I live in my energy. I live in my dreams. And so this is good, honey.
It is
good. What else? Did you see a lot of money in a hot tub?
You said the hot tub. That's so funny.
I want a hot tub.
You'll get
wife.
A hot tub. You'll definitely get a hot tub. I want a hot tub too.
I told my wife, before I go, I'm putting you in a hot tub. But this is good. Thank you.
You're welcome. But just know that in unexpected and expected ways, you'll be in the media a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. And you mentioned the summer, too, because I can retire in August, and I really can't unveil myself until then. So
really?
It would be the summer. I got some restrictions on me, and So after August, I can basically come out of the closet.
Well, I see things happening for you before then, but it's like offers. So it's like somebody might be like, well, in this, in 3 months, could you do this, this, and this? So there will be offers before that time.
Oh, my God. It even lines up with the time frame.
Right.
Yeah, in 3 months is basically when it's going to start.
Yep.
Yeah, awesome.
So
good.
You'll have a lot of stuff coming your way.
Yeah. Anything else you can...
No, just lectures and being in the media.
Yeah, just, and, you know, I can see that being the focus of my reading because that's where my head is.
Mm-hmm.
And I find in my own readings I'll go right to whatever's on the person's heart and mind and soul and take it from there. So I can see that jumping out at you with me anyway. I'm liking a change, a major change in careers and goals and change of life and different things and... So I can see that jumping out. And,
well, it's nice because in your life, the change happens for you. You don't have to force it.
Yes.
It makes a huge difference.
Yes, it does. And all I'm doing is focusing on what I love.
Isn't that awesome?
I keep hearing that saying in my head, do what you love and love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And man, is that so true. It's taken a life of its own.
It is. That's so amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that, the insights, and I feel like it was meant to be heard.
Yep.
Because I, you know, like all of us, I like to hear things validated. And you validated exactly what I've been thinking about for like 6 months almost, so just dwelling on it.
Yeah.
And let's see, I'm thrilled that you're on my show, and I can't wait to be on your show. And would you like to do a reading for a caller?
Sure, that would be great.
I think there's one online now.
Okay.
Caller, can you hear us?
I can hear you perfectly. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to connect you to Belinda Bentley, and I'm going to step back. And Belinda, it's all yours.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. My name is Joanne.
It's Joanne?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your location?
I am located in southern New Jersey.
Southern New Jersey. I get a lot of people from that area. That's so cool. All right. Is there anything specific you want to know about?
I do. I have several relatives that have homes in foreclosure that I am very, very concerned about. Families live in them. And I'm waiting for a settlement to come to me, and I want to know if that settlement is going to come shortly and... Will I be able to bail these people out?
Are there three?
I'm sorry?
Are there three people?
Yes.
Okay. So there's three people who have homes in foreclosures.
That's
I feel like two are going to go into foreclosure and one will be saved. To save the other two, I hate giving bad information without giving you a way to change it because I believe everybody can change their futures. To be able to do this, they're going to need to look in highly unusual ways, and I see it being found over the internet, of people being able to save their homes. So it could be through a loan. It could be through a source that helps you buy the house, and then you buy it back from them within a year. But there's like three different programs. Four programs that are out there on the internet that will be able to help you if you do the research now.
Okay.
So start doing that because there will be two that goes into foreclosure if they don't.
They are already in foreclosure.
Well, they'll be taken away. You can save them right now.
I see. So
the bank doesn't have them quite yet. So
right, that's correct. So do you see this settlement coming forward soon?
I'm going to say within the next 2 to 3 months because I get 2 to 3, but that could also be 2 to 3 weeks. But I know that it's not going to come before two of them would be taken. So that would probably give you a time frame right there. The two ones that would be taken the soonest, it's not going to come before that.
Okay.
But the last one, that's the one, you'll have it before that one.
Okay.
So it's going to be in a very short window that you have this money and be able to do something with it.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
It does make sense.
Okay, good.
It does make sense.
Was there any other question about that?
Not about that in particular, no.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Very good. Did she help you, Joanne, huh?
She did. I have one more question. My mother went to the hospital last week, and I want to know if she's going to bounce out of this with her procedure that's done.
What's your mom's name?
Her name is Joan.
Okay. for whatever reason, you know, I'm connecting to herself, and she seems to be more afraid than what she's letting on.
Yes.
And she keeps telling me, I'm not okay, I'm not okay, I'm not okay. And so she's really freaking out. And you said she's in the hospital right now?
No, they sent her home for this procedure to be done next week. It's called a heart ablation.
Okay. All right, because she's really, really, really freaked out, and if she continues this way, it's not good news, because you can psych yourself out so much that it's, like, terrifying, and it could be harder to recover, and blah, 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 blah. There's a simple remedy that they're giving me specifically for your mother.
Okay.
Will you please just get some soft music and just play it for her every day?
Oh, sure.
That's it. That's all she needs. It's so simple. It's such a great remedy, too. But they're showing me, like, some type of meditation music just playing, and it's going to soothe her out so much that she'll literally start to heal herself before she goes into surgery. So when she comes out, she'll be fine.
Okay.
Because she's terrified.
She is. She's a nurse, and she knows too much, and I think that's where the basis of fear comes from.
Ooh. Yeah, that's not good. Like, she's a nurse. She's seen a lot.
She has. And I have a younger brother. He's 32 years old, and he has some financial issues right now. His name is John, and I was wondering if you can tell me he has a house to sell, and the house would bail him out of these financial issues.
This is specifically what I'm getting, and I'm sorry, it's not for your brother. And if I could give you a full detailed reading, we could probably go into that.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're on the radio, and you know, I have to keep it short or whatever.
Yeah.
I can only give you the messages that are coming through, and the message is not for your brother; it's for you.
Oh, good.
And
okay.
So what the message is it's his problem, and there's a lesson for him to learn from it. So let your family stuff go,
okay,
and do what you can for yourself right now, because the more you take care of you, the easier it's going to be for you to help everybody else when the time comes. Right now, it's not time to help your brother.
Okay.
So right now, it's time to be a little selfish and have some self-care here.
I hear that.
It seems like you're trying to take care of everybody.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I hear that loud and clear. Everybody has to go through their own lessons.
Uh-huh. Especially for your brother. Not necessarily for everybody else, but for him, it's something specific just to let it go.
Okay.
Right now.
Good. Very good.
And I have one last question for you regarding my husband and his employment.
Mm-hmm.
His company recently moved him back to New Jersey.
Okay.
He was in the suburbs of Pennsylvania, and he's back in New Jersey, and he does a lot of traveling. Is he going to stay with this company, or is he going to move on to another company?
In about 3 weeks, he's going to find something different.
Okay, and will we be able to move or stay where we are?
You'll be able to move.
Okay.
Yeah. Three weeks.
Awesome.
3 weeks, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
He's been
very helpful. Thank you. Thank you for letting me read you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you also. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Joanne. Tell your friends about us, BBS Radio.
Absolutely.
Little Linda Bentley. Michael Goger. Talk radio. I love it. I love talk radio. You ready for another call, Melinda?
I'm ready.
You need a breather?
Nope.
Oh?
I feel like there's a mail I'm supposed to read, so I'm holding on.
Oh.
I can do this.
Okay. Caller, hi. Caller? Oh, you got no caller.
No caller.
So we'll talk then. And if you want, the phone number is USA toll free 1-877-876-5227. It's all over the place. Every website you go to, you'll find that number. So give us a ring.
Hello?
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
What's
your first name?
My question is, well, sort of twofold. The normal one. Will I meet someone soon that would be good for me? And
well, wait a minute. What's your first name?
My name is Sandy.
Sandy,
I'm from Vancouver, Washington.
Vancouver, and Sandy, I'm going to give you to Belinda. Let Belinda read you. How's that?
Okay.
Sound?
Thank you so much.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. So you're in Vancouver, Washington.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a Vancouver, Washington. And you are looking at love life. When are you going to meet someone?
Yes, if I ever will.
You are going to meet someone. It feels like this year, It's funny because my throat is starting to get this weird tingly feeling. You have a problem with communication. And that's
Pardon?
One of the reasons that you stay out of relationships is because you don't want to have the communication problems. Because you feel like that's where the failure comes in. I feel something around September because I kept hearing this. So it's going to be around September. You know, and give or take a few days. It could be late August, it could be early October, but it's somewhere in that 6 week period that you're going to meet somebody. It's going to be in your area, and I feel like there's going to be a really good connection because you're going to be able to work out the communication issues because he's a very good communicator.
Good. I believe communication is the key.
Yeah.
Has to be two-sided. That's what I had with my last. It wasn't too two-sided.
And I also feel that when you meet this person, there's going to be a connection, like, right away, but you will remain friends for a little while before it goes anywhere else. But I really do feel like, wow, this is the one. I'm not going to say you're going to be together for the rest of your lives, but this is a long-term relationship for you.
Okay. Can you answer me something else?
Mm-hmm.
Is my ex-husband going to continually harass me? Or will he let go and just let things go?
No, when you let go, he lets go. So around the same time that you meet this guy, you will let go of his energy.
Oh, good.
There's a lot of trouble in the meantime. To keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer, and that belief is keeping him close to you. So when you release the need to even have him in your life, he will let go.
Okay. Will he be bothering me, though?
No. He's going to let go of you.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So he won't cause me any more trouble?
No.
No? You sure? I'm so scared of this man. Okay.
I really feel like it's when you let go. There's a part of you that feels like you know what he's doing as long as he is harassing you. But if he disappears, you're not going to know what he's doing, and that kind of scares you. But when you have somebody else in your life, I really feel like you'll be protected enough. And feel safe enough to really let his energy go. I mean, there's some truth to the, you know, keep your friends close, keep your enemies close. So I feel like that's what you're going through right now to keep yourself safe.
Okay, thank you so much.
Huh?
And do you see any money problems or anything like that?
I see many worries. I don't see many problems. I feel like you'll worry even when there's no reason to worry.
Okay, because he's my worry. If he just leaves me alone, I don't have to worry. Great.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
And thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Have a great day, you guys.
Thank you, Sammy.
Thank you. Bye now.
Very good. Very good, Belinda.
Thank you.
I'm feeling you.
I'm feeling me, too.
I see a little bit of me and you and a little you and me. That's good. I like your style. You got a radio thing going on there, too. What is your ultimate goal? TV, radio?
You know what? I really want to do spiritual film. I really do. And, you know, what The Bleep came out and The Secret came out and all these movies, you know, and I'm like, I want to do something like that. That's my biggest goal.
Good. So you'll be movies and TV and I'll be radio.
Okay.
I want to be a psychic shock jock.
That's awesome.
That's what I want.
Let's do that.
I'm obsessed with it. Like Rosie O'Donnell, Imus, and Howard Stern rolled into one, and then mix it with Van Prague and Edwards.
That worked.
That would be me.
Okay,
caller, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to turn you right over to Belinda. We got like maybe a good 5 minutes, and so enjoy your reading. Belinda, take it away.
Hey, what's your name?
Thank you very much. My name is Nyree.
It's what?
Nyree.
Miley?
Nyree, with an N.
Okay. And what's your location?
I'm in Canada.
You're in Canada. Okay. What's your question?
I'm just wondering if I'm supposed to move to the United States to be with my fiancé, or if he's going to move here.
He's going to move to you. As soon as you said United States, I got a no.
No?
He wants to get out of where he is. He wants an adventure, and you're kind of comfortable. I mean, you would move for him, but you're comfortable. And so
I'm
he's meant to come to you. It's that simple.
Well, I'm actually having a baby.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Yeah, so wow. Congratulations.
Very comfortable here. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good.
But you think, is this something that's indefinite, or
Is it what?
Indefinite, that I'm going to be staying here, and he's coming to get me, or do you see anything in the future?
I feel like it's going to be sometime this summer. I do. I feel like it's going to be by around August. It's funny. I do a lot of readings for people, and they have the same time frames. I don't know why, but it comes in waves, and I think this summer, it's a really good year. 2007 is a really good year. When the sun comes out, it really comes out. And so summertime is going to be a great time for you, too. He will be moving out there in that time frame.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I'm moving out there?
No, he's moving to you in the summertime.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. Actually, he is supposed to come down here this summer. So hopefully
you
can hear.
That will be when he makes his decision to actually stay.
Absolutely. That would be great.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. I was, thank you, caller. Welcome and thank you. I was getting the same thing, too, Belinda. Probably at 3-4 months with her.
Yeah, I got a clear no when she said she's supposed to move to the United States. I was like, okay, that was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Belinda, does your radio show have call-ins?
I don't have call-ins right now, but next week I might start doing call-ins because we have a chat room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we do it that way.
Oh, so you're in a chat room, is it with voice?
No, they're listening to the radio show.
Okay.
And they're in the chat room at the same time, and I just read the questions off.
That works. I've done that before.
Nice.
And very good. And you'll be going to call-ins in the future, the near future, with a... Okay,
exactly.
Good. I believe we got a call. You got another quickie in you?
Yeah.
Okay,
Hi, my name is Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa, I need
some information on a career.
Career. What's your location?
I live in North Carolina.
North Carolina, okay. And what's your question about career?
Well, I'm needing to know what my life path is.
Do you have choices? Or are you really just in the dark?
Well, you know, people keep trying to guide me in a situation to a certain way, but I don't know if that's really what my higher calling is, so...
Because I really personally hold this close to my heart that your highest calling is whatever you enjoy the most. And if you were listening to the show, you're listening to Michael talk about he loves what he does.
Right, right.
Yeah. And it's really about what would you love to do? What would you do if there was no money?
Well, I really love just being of service to people. And, you know, just really helping them to enhance who they are.
Where's the medical coming in at?
I don't do any medical. I used to work in dialysis unit years ago.
And that's medical, right? That's kidneys?
Right, yeah.
That's where the medical's coming in, because that's where, how you were serving people. Because there's so many jobs where you can serve. Pretty much every job you can do is going to be a service to someone.
Right.
So it's such a broad spectrum that I can't just give you a, oh, you're supposed to do this. But I do feel for you to get to where you need to be, you need to sit down and write down what you would do for fun. And I feel like it's going to be more of an artistic nature than it is scientific.
Okay.
It's going to be more, you know, creating things with your heart and people enjoy to look at. You know, it's more of creating pleasure in people's lives and sitting there going, oh, I need to help you, like, with counseling.
Okay.
So
all right.
You need to start looking at the creative side of you. It's not something that you've pursued in the past. It's not something I think you've even thought about. So it's really time for you to do some meditation and go, what would I enjoy to do right now?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Very good. Very good, Belinda.
You have a question, Michael? I keep picking up through the mail.
I got a lot of questions.
Uh-huh.
But who knows? Maybe a mail will come. I think it is me, because I feel very connected to you. And,
yeah.
Like, the information and the energy is flowing, and I enjoy what you do, and it sounds good. I like the way you do it.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the best in the world. Another quickie.
Okay.
You got it in you?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to the show, caller.
Thank you.
Hi. What's your name and your location?
My name is Marilyn, and I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay, and what's your question?
Well, my question is, am I going to meet my goals, goals as far as career this year?
Did you pick a time frame already? Didn't you do a time frame that you wanted to get everything done by?
Did I do a time frame?
Yeah.
No, I really would, but not formally, but I'd like to get it done by this summer.
Okay. I knew you already picked a time frame. That's good enough for me. I mean, you've already decided when you want to have it done. Mm-hmm. They told me specifically, that's why I asked you about the time frame, was you need to be fair and you need to give yourself a little bit of extra time and stop putting the goals on yourself to get things done now. And so if you can just stretch it out just a little bit and say, you know, I'm a normal human being, there might be some setbacks. If you can give yourself an extra month, you will meet your goal.
Cool.
And you'll probably meet it within the time frame that you want it. It's just that you haven't been really fair to yourself. You keep doing, you go beyond normal expectations, like you're superhuman or something. So it's like, be fair. Be fair and give yourself a little bit more time and you will meet your goals.
Okay.
Don't rush yourself.
Very good.
Okay.
All righty.
All right.
Thank you, Marilyn. Well, thank you, Marilyn.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Very good, Belinda. Belinda, when my stuff comes to me, I say I'm hearing it or feeling it or mm-hmm. seeing it, but it's more like a knowing. Is it like that with you?
It is. It is. You know, and sometimes I had an article written on me once, and they were like, Belinda says that she feels like she's lying, like Oda Mae Brown in the movie, you know, The Ghost. And you know, I really felt that way a lot because I didn't feel it, I didn't know it, I didn't hear it. There was no sensing. It literally just spewed out of my mouth, and I was like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
And so that was the times that I felt like I was lying, but people would come back, and they would be like, oh, my God, it happened.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times, I don't get any psychic sense. It literally just comes out of me.
Right.
So, yeah.
I mean, you'll hear me say, like, they're showing me a grape, but I'm actually smelling it. But I'll use the word showing, so it's...
You should describe it like that, like you're smelling it. That's awesome.
I'll smell it, taste it. I got all the clairvoyances going on, but more so hearing and feeling, and then it works its way down.
Because I don't taste as much, but I can smell, like sometimes it's roses, and I'll be like, was her name Rose? Because I smell roses. And they're like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's really interesting. I like that. You taste. Ooh.
Yeah, taste them.
You have it all going on.
Yeah. I think we got another caller. If you got any caller,
if
welcome
you have
to the show.
Time, yeah.
Hello, Michael. Hello.
Hello. You got a couple of minutes. Let her rip.
All right. What's your name and your location?
My name is Diane. I'm calling from Northern New Jersey.
Okay. And what's your question?
I don't really have a question. I just figured I'd see what you picked up on.
Ooh, that might take longer than what we have just to connect to your energy. You don't have any area you want to just focus on? Or?
All right. Focus on my daughter.
Your daughter. Okay, and what's her name and your
her name is Megan.
Megan?
Megan, yeah.
And what's your question about that?
She just moved.
Okay.
Far. And I'm just curious how she's doing and if things will work out.
She'll be coming back sooner than what you think.
I'm sorry?
She'll be coming back sooner than what you think.
Excellent.
Because I don't... excellent. I don't feel like she really wants to be that far away from home. She went in pursuit of something that she's not going to find. And
okay.
She's going to find that her heart's desire has changed.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah. So
wow. Very mm-hmm. good.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Awesome. That come right from spirit.
Yeah.
That come right out of spirit right there. I felt it. Very good. It made a difference and it helped her.
Yeah.
I felt it in her heart.
Yeah.
Very good, Belinda.
Thank you.
I thank you for being here. It was a success.
Yes, and I enjoyed it.
My debut as a talk show host. You think I got a future as a talk show host?
You have a future on TV and as a talk show host. I believe you can honestly call.
Wow. Montel?
Yeah.
I want to be friends with Montel. I want to hang with him.
We all do.
I want to give him a hug. I think we got one more caller. We can get another minute or two, I believe.
Okay.
Caller, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi. What's your name and location?
My name is Ricky, and I'm in Idaho.
Okay. And what's your question?
Oh, finances. What
money.
Can we do
money.
To get out of this mess and stay consistent?
Honestly, what I feel like, you know, all right, you're going to have to take on some kind of second form of job, and I feel you need to get more money coming in, and you need to start looking at investments, because they're not showing me you getting out of debt and everything else, you know, for the next 2 or 3 years. They're showing me you becoming financially free and actually making a lot of money through investments. So it's time to really research long-term goals for making money and stop with the short-term stuff.
Okay.
All right. So you need to expand your awareness. Once you expand your awareness, it will more find you than you finding it.
Well, it just seems like we get going and then something happens, and like my husband just got laid off again once we were just starting to get back on our feet.
I'm telling you, all you have to do, your spirit guides have a plan for you according to what you want to create. And because you keep focusing on short term, you're not going to get what you want. What you need to do is expand your awareness so they can bring more in.
Oh.
So you need to discuss it with your husband and look over long-term goals for saving, investing, everything. Even if you don't have the money and he doesn't have the job right now, you need to do it.
Okay.
And when you do what Spirit tells you to do, amazing things happen. So that's
your
goal
right now.
Yeah,
because we just keep having the same pattern over the last 4 years. And
well, you have to change that pattern by the
time. I know. I'm like, what do? I can't live like this anymore.
It's not hard. It's not hard. It's not difficult. All you have to do is look at the long-term goals. That's it.
Long-term goals.
That's
like
it.
Where we want to be
yep.
down the road instead
yep.
of looking at how are we going to pay our rent next week.
Yeah, exactly. You need to look at how you can invest at a later date and not worry about the rent at this particular time. I mean, if the money's going to come, it's going to come. You really have to allow and trust because you're stopping the flow at this particular time.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I send people home with homework, and that's your homework. And your guys will definitely reward you for doing it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Belinda, thank you.
You're welcome.
My heart. You were a success for me.
Thank you.
I enjoyed this, and I want to see you come back.
Okay.
Okay, so
thanks
it's www.belindabentley.com. And you're every Monday and Wednesday, 7
yep.
p.m. Pacific time. And that's www.hauntedvoicesradio.com.
Yes.
And the name of your show is?
Belinda Bentley's Paranormal World.
Belinda Bentley's Paranormal World. Don't miss it, folks. And we'll see Belinda back here sometime soon.
Okay.
And if you want to know more about me, it's www.michaelgoga.com. And I'll see you next week. And God bless and blessings to everybody. Belinda.
Bye.
Belinda, thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Goodbye,
bye.
Everybody. Blessings.